From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Five people are killed in a shooting at Fort Lauderdale Airport. The attack took place in a terminal baggage area of the airport that serves Delta and Air Canada. Police apprehended the gunman, identified as Esteban Santiago. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel said the suspect was taken into custody without incident.
We have the shooter in custody. He's unharmed. No law enforcement fired any shots.
News reports say that the gunman had the weapon in his checked luggage and had possibly gotten into an altercation with other passengers on the plane. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest says President Obama was briefed on the incident by his national security advisor.
Obviously, these are the kinds of events that we see all too often here in the United States. And, our thoughts and prayers right now are with those who are potentially affected, and certainly with the first responders in South Florida who right now are surely putting themselves in harm's way to try to protect innocent people.
The airport has been closed while the situation is under investigation. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who has dismissed the idea that Russia hacked into the recent presidential election process, received a full briefing Friday from top U.S. intelligence officials. Trump later released a statement calling the meeting constructive and said he has tremendous respect for the work and service done by the men and women of the intelligence community. However, he did not explicitly endorse the view of U.S. intelligence agencies that Russia hacked the Democratic National Committee's computers and then released damaging information to aid Trump's bid to become U.S. president. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. The U.S. Congress on Friday certified that the Electoral College vote that gave Republican Donald Trump the victory in the 2016 presidential election. Despite the objections of some Democratic members, the House and Senate certified November's vote and cleared the way for Donald Trump to be the 45th president. Vice President Joe Biden, as president of the Senate, announced the official results.
This announcement of the state of the vote by the President of the Senate shall be deemed sufficient declaration of the persons elected President and Vice President of the United States, each for a term beginning on the 20th day of January 2017, and shall be entered together with the list of the votes on the Journal of the Senate and the House of Representatives.
Donald Trump will take the office, oath of office, that is, January 20th. Russian military chief Valery Gerasimov announced Friday that Russia is beginning a drawdown of its military resources in Syria. Gerasimov said the Admiral Kuznetsov aircraft carrier and its accompanying ships will be the first to go. Moscow has been a key ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Syria's devastating civil war. Winter storm warnings have been issued for parts of Alabama and Georgia, including Atlanta, and into the Carolinas and part of Virginia as a massive storm bears down on the southeastern United States. In Atlanta, where memories of a catastrophic snow and ice storm in 2014 are still fresh, city leaders pleaded with motorists not to venture onto slick highways. Natalie Dale of the Georgia Department of Transportation says Atlanta officials are doing all they can to make the roads safe.
They have their own brine-making capabilities, their own brine tanks. They are fully stocked on all their materials. They've been busy treating the roads since yesterday morning. They'll continue to run routes treating. Some trouble spots today, higher elevations, bridges, overpasses, waiting for that to come in.
A mix of rain and sleet was expected across parts of Georgia on Friday. Forecasters have said 5 to 10 centimeters of snow could cover much of the state by Saturday morning. The U.S. unemployment rate rose 0.1% to hit 4.7% in December. Friday's Labor Department report says the economy had a net gain of 156,000 jobs. Market analysts say December's job growth was a bit less than economists expected, but still a solid performance. The Dow Jones Industrial Average came within 0.5 point of 20,000, but closed below that milestone as an afternoon rally lost momentum. The Dow gained 64 points, or 0.3% to 19,963. For more, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.